What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, good morning, everybody. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's Fan 5 Alarm Marathon Week, baby. Things get going on Thursday. Doran and I will be on at 5:40 as always, and then at 8 o'clock, stuff gets weird. Doran gets to hang out with Donnie Football. I'm jealous of both of those guys.
Yes.
The person who asked on the text line if we hang out in real life has responded to our conversation, and he said, I can tell. That's why the show is so great and why I listen daily.
Thank you.
Thank you, Texter.
Yeah.
We do get along.
We do. Well, yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. We're very like-minded. On and off the air. Like, we like the same humor.
Yeah.
You know, we're very vulgar at times, and we like those things, and all in fun. It's not really directed to in an evil place.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We can get very dark, and you can't get dark with everybody.
No.
If that makes sense. And we get it. We think the same.
I wish that some of the stuff we talk about off the air, we could talk about on the air.
Same here.
But the FCC says no. As I mentioned, it is 5 Alarm Week. You can join Pomp and Joe as they broadcast live today from Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, 10 until 2. Enjoy a Caribbean barbecue lunch.
Oh.
Make a $20 donation. You get a Fan 5 Alarm t-shirt while supplies last. Or make any donation to help out the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. You can go and donate online as well, 937thefan.com. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I think you could say both.
I think you can say it both. I feel like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Changed that.
Yes. And then there's Caribbean food and Caribbean island, I guess.
Yeah, if I went, I would say I'm going to the Caribbean.
Right.
But when I read it, I want to say Caribbean.
Right.
Great movie.
It's not Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's Caribbean.
Right.
Right? Harry, you got to love that one. It's a Disney movie.
My mom loved those movies. She loved Johnny Depp. In those. So I did watch those a lot growing up.
Johnny Depp was fabulous. And for a Disney movie, that got pretty dark. The first one, very good. I can't say I love the other ones.
Was it not a play on the word, though? Because, like, the pirates aren't educated, so you mispronounce it intentionally, and that's the point of the title?
No.
Oh.
I think you're thinking too hard about it.
Okay.
Texter, you three need to do a podcast not affiliated with the Fan. Oh.
Unfiltered.
Fan Morning Show Unfiltered.
That would be a podcast.
Texter, one more. I'm not sure how you deal with Crowley outside of work. What you see is what you get. I'm an acquired taste.
No, we don't have to deal with you because you don't come to things.
Well, somebody else texted in and said, Crowley, Harry looks up to you. You need to treat him with respect. And I said, I'm just treating him like I treat all my other friends. I bust his balls and I blow him off all the time.
Yeah, how did you?
I flake.
Always busted Doran's balls, too. You guys are friends. Yeah, you're real confident. And
he invited me out on Friday. I said no.
He busts my balls every once in a while.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, there's no
I think the ratio between him and me, though, is
yeah, it's different. Yeah, you're younger.
And you're so easy at times.
Easy target.
You are an easy target. With all due respect.
I got a force field up.
Yeah.
With the fists.
No crap. Because sometimes you'll be ragging on Doran, and Doran will give you this look, and you can't tell, did I actually offend him, or is he now screwing with me? And I don't like how that makes me feel inside.
Right, you're afraid. You're afraid. Yes. That's the point. You're afraid. Yes. There we go. You said it. You're afraid.
But I make him afraid by the looks. You don't do that. You don't have the mask to put on.
Because you could both beat me to a pulp. There's no question about that.
What if we just jumped him, Cal? Like, what if one day he walked in and we just tore him up?
Everybody come to the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon on Thursday and watch these guys beat me to a pulp. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Threw it out there in the last segment. Which NBA team is the most popular here in Pittsburgh? People can weigh in on Twitter. There's a Steelers story from Albert Breer I want to get to, and so we will. But first, you got the Stanley Cup Final starting this week. It's a rematch of last year's final. It's Connor McDavid and the Oilers, Leon Draisaitl, Corey Perry still kicking it in the league, going up against the Panthers, which I think from top to bottom are a much better hockey team. The Oilers are a minus 120 favorite in this series.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got McDavid now, much later into his career than it happened with Sid. He's got the Crosby opportunity ahead of him. Last year, they're down 3-0. They come back. They force a Game 7. It's one of the best Game 7s we've seen. And ultimately, the Oilers lose. Now he's got a chance for revenge. And I'm wondering how Penguins fans feel about this Stanley Cup final. Do you want McDavid to finally get a cup and to do so in a similar Crosby fashion? Or do you want the Panthers to go back-to-back? Both kind of step on your favorite guy's toes. I don't think it takes much for McDavid to get into top five player of all time status, which I think is where Sidney Crosby is right now. All he needs is a ring. All he needs is to get his name engraved on the cup. And I think, bang, he jettisons top eight, top seven, top six, top five of all time. But meanwhile, you've seen the Kings, did they go back-to-back? You saw Chicago win multiple championships. The Lightning. It doesn't happen that frequently where you go back-to-back in the salary cap era.
Mm-hmm.
The Penguins, of course, did it in 16 and 17. If the Panthers win, they'll have done that. So I wonder where people in Pittsburgh's hearts are aligned.
Well, me personally, yes, I'm rooting for Connor McDavid because this is the passing of the torch, which keeps the NFL or the NHL going. You always need that one guy. And it's not like, you know, this isn't a Crosby Ovechkin kind of situation for me.
We have no reason to hate McDavid.
Nah, this is like separate. This is separate. I feel like he is the passing of the torch from the Crosby Ovechkins, those two players. And then now if he can win one and those two are going to retire at some point. Look, this was going to happen with a player at some point, right? You know, if it were to happen, like somebody was going to get into the top five next to Crosby, before Crosby, after Ovechkin, after Lemieux, you know, after Gretzky. Somebody was going to do it, and Connor McDavid has come the closest, and if you watch him play, he's just, he embodies everything that you would put together as the prototypical hockey player. He is very fun to watch. I think he's very easy to root for because there's not that serious connection or hate or rivalry, and he's the passing of the torch that keeps the NHL, I think, you know, with the star alive, the star player of the NHL, he keeps that alive if he does win a cup, in my opinion. And I think that's good for the sport.
I think it is, too. And I think I am going to root for Connor McDavid. I hate when people infringe on Crosby territory, but you can't deny his greatness. And a player that great, a player of that caliber, it needs to win a championship.
Yep. Yes.
Or else you're just the best who never did.
Right. Kind of like Ovechkin was up until a couple years
ago. Yeah. Or like Marino.
Yes.
Like that's something that's always going to be there for you. Adam Gretz, who's a local guy, he writes nationally for different outlets about hockey. He's a super cool dude. He tweeted this out about a week or so ago. Connor McDavid has at least 2 points in 50% of the playoff games he's played in his career. He's had 3 points in almost 25% of his playoff games. By comparison, Gretz continues, McKinnon had 2 points in 37% of his playoff games, 3 points in 14%. Crosby's at 37-9 So 50% of all of Connor McDavid's playoff games, he's got 2 points or more, or 2 points, I guess. And 25%, it's three or more. And Crosby's at nine. And Crosby's been a hell of a playoff performer.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a sports fan, forget hockey. If you're a sports fan, you got to be glued to your TV. Because I do think the Panthers have a much better team and a much better goaltender situation. And if the Oilers win, even though they're a slight favorite, because they have home ice advantage, I think it's all going to be on the back of McDavid.
Tell me if this sounds stupid. Would this be a detriment, I guess, to Canadian hockey if you let Florida beat you twice?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know how it goes up in Canada, though, because they haven't won a championship since 1993 when Montreal did it.
But that's still like where, you know, they believe that that's where hockey was born.
Oh, yeah, it's their deal.
Right.
But I got to...
lose a Florida team?
I got to wonder, like, if you're a Toronto fan and you ain't won since 1967, do you want another Canadian team to win? Like, is all of Canada pulling for McDavid?
That's a good question.
Have these factions? Like, Calgary ain't, because Calgary is a huge, like, they're a big rival of the Oilers. I wonder if Canada's pulling for Edmonton. And the Florida thing's got to rub them the wrong way.
Right, it has to.
Like, do people even care?
No.
They can't care. I mean, they love care. A winner in Miami, of course, but...
They care now. Like, they'll start going to games. I mean, they probably, obviously, they've been throughout the playoffs, but they really are only going to care. 40% of the people in Florida are going to care this week.
2 years from now, if Florida's an average hockey team, there's going to be 13,000 people in their arena. Yep. Instead of 20,000.
Yep.
That's just the reality. And people want to make a big deal about this income tax thing now, because I think it's 7 years in a row where you've had Tampa and the Panthers in all these Stanley Cup final, because players want to go there. They paid a lot of money. But that's been true for a long time that they haven't had the income tax. And now all of a sudden it's super sexy. Nobody seems to think that way in the NFL.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Oh, yeah. At the end of your career, you want to play in Texas?
Oh, no, I totally get that, but it hasn't done anything.
Oh, no, it doesn't. No, but you're
like Miami and Jacksonville, what do they want?
Yeah, you're only going there because of that. You know, you're not going there to win.
Yeah, right.
You're going there because you could save money at the end of your career. Like, it's like, all right, I can either go to a contender to win a Super Bowl where it's very cold in December, or I'm not going to play in L.A., I'm not going to play in California. Or I can go somewhere I could save money at the back end of my career.
You know who talks about that all the time is TK.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you talk to TK about players at the end of his career, you're trying to go where it's warm.
Where it's warm.
San Jose.
That's pretty good.
I have a limited fake TK. You've got the real TK.
That's pretty good.
Texter, you can still hate Connor McBaby David. McDavid.
Why is he a baby?
He said he hasn't gone through hockey life like Crosby. Crosby went toe-to-toe against the toughest defenseman in the league and stood tall. Make no mistake about it. I completely disagree with the texter. The level of play in today's NHL, compared to that of the beginning of Crosby's career, it is night and day. And Crosby talked about that. He used to have fourth and fifth and sixth defensemen on every team that were pylons that couldn't move.
Right.
They'd put you into the 15th row, fine.
Right, they'd just fight you.
They'd beat the hell out of you. Like, Darian Hatcher cross-checked Crosby in the face and his teeth fell out, and then Crosby scores the game winner. Like, I get it. It was physical in a different way. You get away with more.
More skilled now.
Way more skilled now. Every defenseman in the league, save like two or three, can move. It's way tougher now than it was back then. Way tougher. And Crosby said that. You'd always be able to pick on a fifth or sixth defenseman. You really can't do that now because they can move their feet. That's a good hockey talk, Norm.
Yes, it is.
412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A couple of callers who want to chime in on this. We'll get to you coming up next. Plus, Albert Breer's report on Steelers players at the end of last season wishing that Justin Fields would come in and play. Get to that next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I just verified this. Texter, this might be the best stat I've heard in a long time. Since May 2nd, Scottie Scheffler has more wins than the Colorado Rockies.
Wow.
What are the Rockies, 9-50? That's hard to do.
Wow.
9-50. How do you get up every day, man?
The paycheck.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Or guys trying to keep their careers going, or guys trying to make it. But, I mean, even the Pirates, you could, if you're Andrew McCutchen, listen, guys, we started a couple years 20-8. We just need to go on a run. We can go on a run. There's still 130 games left, or whatever there is. 100 games left. If you're Colorado,
I mean,
you're done.
I mean, it is.
You're done. You're halfway to 100. Dude, they are on pace. They are on pace to start 18-100. I mean, what?
It has to be insane waking up every day, though, you know, outside of just getting paid, but just going to the ballpark whenever you have batting practice and just knowing that you're just not good.
We suck.
Yeah, like you can work on everything that you want to.
Well, at least they fired their longtime manager there, Bud Black, at the beginning of the year. I think that contributed. They could have got a few more wins with him, I'm sure.
It could have contributed. He sucked, too.
That was sarcasm, man. They're no good. Yeah. That organization.
Clint Hurdle, the hitting coach now, the hitting guru.
This is the organization that traded Nolan Arenado and paid the Cardinals to have like $50 million to take him and then signed Chris Bryant, who is like gone now. Yeah, they're no good.
No good.
Not well run.
When do the Bucks get the Rocks on the schedule? I want a little Colorado Rockies, Chicago White Sox back to back. Get healthy.
No,
again.
You don't. Because you know that's whenever they'll win. That's whenever Colorado will win those couple games. That's whenever Chicago will win those couple games against the Pirates.
They'll get hot. They'll win one out of three, and they'll go, damn.
That's when the Pirates started losing in 2023, when the A's.
That's right. The A's were historically bad.
The Pirates won't play the Rockies until a road three-game series at the beginning of August.
Oh, just in time to get hot for the stretch run. Just in time for the pennant chase. Last thing I ever said to my grandma was I was walking away from her, and the Pirate game was on. Massive Pirates fan. And I said, hey, Grandma, 1-0 Bucks. And they were beating the Chicago White Sox. Now I'm sad. The 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Get your commemorative shirt. Portion of the proceeds, of course, benefit local volunteer fire departments. All right, I've been teasing this for too long. Albert Breer of, Sports Illustrated now. He put this out on the Bill Simmons podcast. Bill Simmons still kicking. I always see clips of Bill Simmons. Mm-hmm. His podcast, very highly rated. I never really got it with him, Simmons. Anyway, Breer said, quote, I think people in the Pittsburgh organization would tell you that the Russell Wilson thing undermined so many things in the last month of the season, and that a lot of that building really wanted them to go back to Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin was kind of all on his own on that one, end quote. I mean, Mike Tomlin made himself out to be the lone wolf when they made the initial decision.
Right.
And we had argued the merits of going back to Justin Fields at the end of the year when they weren't figuring anything out offensively. I guess it shouldn't be surprising that guys in the locker room felt that way, but this is the first time I've ever seen it reported that way. And we got Caboli from 9 o'clock until 10, so he can get into some of the nuts and bolts on it. But, man, Mike Tomlin has no pulse when it comes to QB. None. None. And I think a lot of the guys wanted to stick with Justin Fields at 4-2.
Yes.
You got to remember, they had played a lot of bad football with a lot of bad quarterback play since Ben retired. And they're 4-2 with a guy who does athletic things that you just don't see and had zero games with a quarterback rating of under 90. And Mike Tomlin said, good not to be confused with great. That's why we're going with Russ. And Russ barely played with the guys because he was hurt.
Oh, camp. Yeah.
I could definitely see why Fields was the dude. And it makes it more clear why Fields didn't come back.
Well, I mean, it comes down to, you know, you can only fake it for so long before people start to catch on and be phony for so long until people start to catch on, and especially teammates. And I do wonder which guys, was it offensive guys or defensive guys?
Good question.
That wanted to stick with Justin Fields, but from everything that I've heard, Justin Fields just came to work every day, put his head down, just grinded, didn't really say much, but was just all about football. And Russell Wilson was Russell Wilson, you know, a character. And that doesn't rub you at all if you're winning, but whenever you start losing, guys start to turn. And guys start to they start to question. And you never got that feeling with Justin Fields, and I know a lot of his teammates never got that feeling with Justin Fields, so it's like, yeah, we're going to pull for this guy whenever we get that feeling with somebody else, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a ton of sense, and the part that sticks out right away is, remember after the Steelers lost to the Bengals, Cam Hayward's talking to Russell Wilson? I'm trying to find the clip here in the system, and it just seems so phony.
Yes.
Russ goes over to Cam. Oh, we're gonna get it done, man. We got this. And Cam's like, we just lost five games in a row. We're not scoring at all. Defense was just good against one of the best offenses in football in Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and you guys couldn't score 22 points or whatever it would take to win the game, and you're gonna come over to me saying everything's gonna be all right. Come on. It's that toxic positivity.
Yes.
Now, I mean, you've been in locker rooms your entire life. It's never a consensus, is it? I mean, there's always going to be some guys that like the backup. I mean, I guess it would depend on the quality of the quarterback, obviously.
Yeah, it depends on the play of the quarterback and just how that they lead, really, and who they are, their personality. Like, that off-the-field stuff does creep into the locker room, like who you are, really. And it's like, yeah, okay, do I believe in this guy? Do I believe that this guy, or is he just talking? Is he just acting? Like, you could tell right away. And you know, Russell Wilson went in there and he had that one good game, and he's won a lot of games. But that only you can only wear that for so long as a player and as for your teammates. Like, it's all well and good to look at somebody's resume and say, oh man, that guy, you know, he won a Super Bowl and he's been to another Super Bowl and he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, that only lasts for so long. It only lasts like during training camp until the real games start going. It's like, okay, like where's that guy at?
Right.
That guy better show up,
because
if he
doesn't, a sheet of paper is worth crap if you can't play.
Means nothing.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Tomlin just gets in his way a lot, clearly. And I don't think he likes to go back on his initial thoughts, because then that proves that he was wrong.
Yes.
I think it's more pride for Mike Tomlin whenever he does do these things and he sticks with a guy like Russell Wilson and doesn't go back to Fields, because he doesn't want to say that he was wrong and had to go back. Like, that's the last thing he would ever do, is be like, okay, I was wrong about this. Let me go back to what was possibly working.
And it's what leads you into this situation with Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Is, I want Rodgers. And you get laser focused on it. And that's the only path forward. It's got to be Rodgers.
That's it. Yep.
If Rodgers spurns them, because this ain't on Rodgers to me anymore. This is well past being on Aaron Rodgers. I talked about this with good old Donnie Football on Final Word last night. This goes way past Rodgers now. It's so much more on them. If Rodgers spurns them, they're going to get exactly what they deserve.
Because
it's hubris. I'm Mike Tomlin. I want Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to get Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is the path forward. We're going to win this year with Aaron Rodgers. You're putting all your eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket, and I've admitted that I'm flaky. Rodgers can't be counted on. And he's also dealing with personal stuff. And it's his career, it's his prerogative to go where he's got the best chance to win. If I'm Rodgers at this point, I'm waiting around and seeing if another quarterback gets injured.
Yeah.
And so if he winds up not coming here, they're going to get exactly what they deserve. I'm Mike Tomlin. I always know what's best. Not when it comes to quarterback, man. Absolutely not. Now, I do think you make a good point. Like, Rodgers comes in, as Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, he said some players at the Steelers are already over the Rodgers drama. I'm sure that's true. The second Rodgers walks in, that resume day one is going to mean a lot.
It means a lot, yes.
And he's going to spin the football when no one's hitting him, and he's going to look really good. And everyone's initially going to get on board real quick.
Yep.
But it wouldn't take that much for them to fall off board.
Absolutely.
412-928-9370. Oh, my God. I got another Rocky statistic we'll get to coming up next. You can chime in on the Stanley Cup. You can chime in on the Albert Breer or Tom Pelissero reports when we return at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the 93.7 The Fan team may make a stop to your field. Details at 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Our guy, Nicholas Harry Callis, has been all over this. Where were you this weekend, Harry?
West Mayfield in Beaver Falls.
And the umpire didn't show up?
Yeah, they didn't have an umpire for the game. Yep.
So you got to ump, and you were wearing the gear.
Mm-hmm.
And you were crouching down.
Yeah.
And your thighs are sore.
A little bit.
Did you call a good game?
I thought so.
Were you better than that guy on Friday night in the Pirate game?
So X says yes. So.
That guy sucked.
Terrible.
It was awful. However, not a lot of people have been doing this. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Pirates were down a run. 3-2 count. Bases loaded. Eighth inning. Henry Davis is up. And Henry takes a called strike three that was not a strike. I still think Henry needs to swing the bat there. It doesn't mean we don't need an automatic balls and strikes system. It doesn't mean that we can't have robot umps. Those things need to happen. But we don't have that in place right now. And I love Henry Davis. I hope his career continues to turn around. I mean, even this weekend, he hit some balls really hard just right at guys. His approach still looks good. I think he's turning the corner. When a pitch is close... And that was close enough. I still think you got a swing.
No, bases were loaded.
I know.
And then, I mean, you have one that's down in the zone. I mean, trust your eyes, and you get that walk, and you tie the game.
You know how hard that pitch was a hit, too? It was sinking.
Yeah, it was low.
It's an impossible pitch to hit.
He's not hitting that.
Yeah, inside and sinking. That's.
I know. But what happened could have always happened. You take that pitch, and you could get rung up on strikes. And I think he needs to get the bat off his shoulders. Mm. It's an absolute skill to know that strike zone. And we get to watch it every day with Andrew McCutchen. It is uncanny the amount of times a ball is inches off the plate and Andrew McCutchen spits on the damn thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a skill, knowing the strike zone. We've also seen Kutch get rung up on pitches outside the strike zone where he's right and the umpire's wrong. Andrew McCutchen knows better than any umpire in Major League Baseball what's a strike and what's not a strike. Henry Davis ain't there, in my opinion, but he knows. He's a 1-1 pick. He's a professional hitter. You know the strike zone. But, and this is where we laugh at Crowley, I was always taught, if it's close, you got to swing the bat.
In that circumstance?
I think especially in that circumstance.
Mm.
The older you get...
He struck out!
The older you get, the more acceptable it is to take close pitches like that.
No doubt.
Because you're playing the highest level of professional baseball. The umpire's got to get that right. I mean, it's not even like it was close. Like, it was a sinking pitch that was egregiously low.
It was close enough to be called a strike is the whole point.
Yeah, there are a lot of pitches that were quote-unquote close enough to be called strikes that were just god-awful. So, I mean,
You're talking about in that game?
No, just in the history of Major League Baseball, especially recently.
Remember when Levon Hernandez threw the no-hitter and he's just striking out guys left and right with pitches that were like 8 inches off the plate?
Yeah.
And the umpire, he gone, bang! What is your strike three call, by the way, Harry?
Strike three! Out! Yeah, there you go. But anyway,
Do you do it? Well, no, not anyway. Do you do a hand signal?
So for that age, it was 9 and 10-year-olds, so I'll be very pronounced with my calls, like, strike one, strike two, you know, and then strike three, you know, just make it too complicated, but I'm always very pronounced when I say things.
I like the guy who just throws the one hand up, like,
hoo! Hey!
Yeah! I don't think I would say strike three.
I think I would just throw guttural noises out there.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well,
did you have to hold a pad, or did you have the chest protector on?
Oh, I had a chest protector on.
See, back in my day, I umpired for a little bit, and we had to hold the pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you couldn't throw your arms around signaling strike three. You just had to say strike three. But if I got to wear the full MLB umpire getup, my arms are going crazy like I'm on ecstasy at a rave.
I'll have to show you pictures that when I was certified. Well, I still have my uniform, actually. I have a full uniform, so I had a chest protector and then like one of those polos that stretched over the gear, and I had slacks. So I had like the professional uniform.
Slacks.
Yeah, called slacks.
Yeah. Pants.
Those dudes wearing pants in the summertime.
Hot.
Like, imagine being in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Hot.
A day game after a night game, a 135 first pitch, 95 degrees, and like you got some schlub on the mound. I'd be calling strikes that are balls left and right.
I wonder if they get nervous whenever like Skeens throws.
That's the that's another reason, man. I'm sure they have to.
Yeah, initially, like hearing about him, knowing what he could throw, then actually seeing him warm up, then getting behind there, it's like, man, I hope this catcher's on today.
Right. All we need is one cross up, which I think is going to happen less and less because of the technology they have with the pitch comm. But you need one cross up where Henry Davis thinks a breaking ball is coming and a fastball at 100 miles an hour hits me in the throat.
Or just a foul tip.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah, the foul tip's what you got to worry about. I've learned the pitches that get away. As long as you stand still, you can usually avoid immediate contact with the ball. And then once it gets past you, then you move away.
Yeah.
But if you try to react as it's in, you're going to get hit or you're going to get away the catcher.
And you're going to miss a call if you're getting your head out of the way or something like that. I mean, I guess you'd probably know it was a ball if it's going to hit you in the head.
Correct.
Yeah, your point about Skeens is a good one, Doran, because that's why you need some form of automatic balls and strikes.
Yes.
This dude throws a 96-mile-an-hour splinker. Like how major league hitters can't pick that up. His sweeper starts 14 inches off the plate and comes in to left-handed batter's box on lefties. And I'm supposed to call that a ball or a strike? You need the automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the technology. That's what's always driving me nuts. Like, we at home with the Levin furniture and mattress strike zone, we know in real time better than the actual umpire does. A lot of people disagreeing with me on the text line. You're wrong, Crowley. It was a ball. I know it was a ball.
I mean, it was almost blatant. Like, I feel like you have to take that. You take that.
Can't really, again, you can't hit it either. A sinking pitch inside, that's
how Davis is not hitting that.
You foul it off.
You got to foul it off. You got to pull that one 750 feet foul like he's done his entire career.
You know, if you came out to the field with me, I could throw to you and see how well you could, you know, hit.
I'm not a professional umpire.
That are 2.5 inches off the plate. Okay.
Not a pro. Henry Davis is a 1-1 pick. I played sixth grade baseball.
Yeah, and then you're saying that he has to hit the ball.
You got to take the game.
I'm not a 1-1 pick. I played sixth grade baseball. He's got to hit that. He's got to get contact.
You got to swing.
He's got to swing.
You have to swing. You got to take the game out of the umpire's hands. You know that guy can miss a call.
From your baseball education, he's got to swing there. After you just said that you played sixth grade baseball.
He got called out on strikes. That's his
bad call.
It was a bad call.
Hindsight's 20/20, Mr. Crowley. This isn't even a conversation topic if the umpire gets the call right.
Sure, but because he's a human and not R2-D2 back there, you swing the bat. IMO.
Hindsight's 20/20.
What are you talking about? That's why we're talking about automatic balls and strikes. If he throws a strike there, we're not talking about ABS. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, Harry. So nice of you to come along.
I wasn't insulting you. I'm just killing your argument because, again, Henry Davis in that moment, if we're talking about him as the hitter, Henry Davis does not know that ball is going to be called a strike.
Of course he doesn't. It's close enough, I'm saying.
I argue it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
You guys can argue it wasn't. The umpire called it a strike. It was obviously close enough to be called a strike. It was a strike. Fact. It will go down in the history books, my friends.
You've never been
as strike three
further in a corner. Is this what you always do when you're in a corner? You just flail your arms. You fail to. You never give up.
Strike three. Got him. He's out. You got to protect the plate. Foul that puppy off.
He's not doing that.
He's hot.
He's not doing.
You know what he did? He went down looking.
And yeah.
Andrew
Rightfully so.
Andrew McCutchen agrees with me. Andrew McCutchen said you got to earn those calls. You got to earn them.
That's because the team isn't performing well. That doesn't mean it wasn't.
And Henry Davis is a career OPS. Is it even in the 600s? Probably just barely. Right. So get the bat off your shoulder, and so you might go down swinging.
Career OPS not in the 600s. You think that he's going to even foul tip that?
You think he's going to get the call from the home plate umpire? He didn't.
I don't think it was really necessarily him needing to earn it as a player and who was at the plate. I think it was just a terrible call.
McCutchen gave the right answer from
they make the same call if McCutcheon's at the plate.
I don't think so.
The team's got to take accountability for a lot of the problems that they've had this season, but if we're talking about this from a what was Henry Davis thinking in that moment, that pitch was not a strike.
It was strike three. Out. Goodbye. See ya. Take a seat. I thought the team response to all of it was exactly what you need to see, though.
Yeah.
The Kutch stare down, Don Kelly getting tossed for a third time. How about this stat on Don Kelly? As a manager, he's 10-12. In games, he finishes. They're 10-8. He's been thrown out three times. All right, you can weigh in on this. You can get mad at me at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette going to join us to get into the Buccos. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got a couple of Tims on hold. Tim Benz got married this weekend.
Did he really?
How about that?
Congrats.
Congrats, Tim Benz.
Nice. Did you go?
I was not invited.
Oh. I thought you guys were close.
We were boys back in the day, but we just don't talk very much anymore.
Mm.
I don't see him around.
Dang.
That's all it takes. Just 3 years not working with a guy, and you don't get invited to his wedding.
Yeah. And you got kids, and you can't go anywhere.
Harry, are you trying to say that playing baseball with you is the same as going to a wedding of a friend?
No, but the fact that you didn't go, the fact that he didn't invite you in the first place says a lot about you, not really.
I think he got me there. Damn it.
Did you wonder, like, man, I didn't catch the invite?
Well, I heard a couple of my friends went to his bachelor party, and I wasn't there.
You weren't there either?
Yeah, it was like a get-together on the north side. Didn't get invited.
Oh, especially if it was just like a get-together here in Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's a little bit. That's not even a bachelor party.
They didn't go to Nashville.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't in Vegas.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. I heard Pony went.
What?
I heard.
I thought I was closer to Tim than Pony.
Oh, poor Crowley. Jeez.
Texter, Adam, if Henry Davis swings and misses on that pitch, you would have pitched a fit that he swung at something out of the strike zone, and you know it. That's right. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm serious, though. Like, I gyrate, and my voice gets loud and high-pitched, and people think I'm annoying, and that's fine, I am. But weren't we taught growing up anything close?
You're not professional athletes when you're growing up. You expect lower quality, because you have lower quality pitchers, lower quality yes. players, lower quality umpires.
I think what you're doing there is you're dumbing it down to the nth degree. We've heard guys like Bob Walk. We've heard guys like John Wehner on these broadcasts say, you can't take something that close.
Well, we'll ask those guys.
We sure will ask
those guys. As the week goes on, we'll make sure that we ask Wehner, we ask Neil if he should have swung in that situation, and we'll get our answer, since both of us have sixth grade baseball IQs.
What's the highest level of baseball you played, Crowley?
How is that relevant whatsoever?
Because I've faced Mason Miller at Waynesburg, and I know what a high-quality pitch looks like and what you shouldn't be taking in those situations, depending on what's close.
Aren't you the guy, and just refresh my memory, who said the Pirates' offense wasn't that bad earlier this year?
Okay, well, you're wrong this time. So, I mean, we're all wrong then, right? We're all wrong. Sports Talk Radio. I'm Crowley.
I sat on the bench at Waynesburg, so I know what I'm talking about when it comes to baseball.
Damn. What's the highest level you played? That was the only question I asked. What's the highest level of baseball you played?
Sat on the bench, though?
You think Mason Miller remembers your name? Get the hell out of here.
Why? Oh,
he texted me when the Pirates played them, the Athletics.
Yes, and he said, stop talking to me.
No, he didn't.
Quit contacting me.
He actually said he didn't want to come on with you. He said he preferred the PM team over us, so take that.
Well, that's fighting words against all of us here.
Man.
That says more about you because you're the leading
too.
Host of this show. I'm just saying, what's the highest level you played?
Wow. He's basically saying that his highest level is in your highest level is the same.
I'm just saying we get a lot of talk from Mr. Sat on the Bench at Waynesburg
over
there.
He said it again. Sat on the bench.
I batted .444 in the one fall season, so you can take that.
Why'd you sit on the bench then? I mean, bad coach?
Wait, did you really sit on the bench?
No. Yes. Very much so, actually. Yes.
I played intramural flag football. Maybe they'll get me on the United States Olympic team.
What's the highest level you played?
Of baseball?
Yes.
Eighth grade.
Thank you. So you're facing guys throwing 67 to 75. Those all pitches right. are easier to fight off.
All right, Harry. I can't wait for you to break down the Steelers' loss to the Browns this year, having played zero football in your life.
Didn't play zero football in my life. I played through high school.
Just because you don't play a sport doesn't mean you're not allowed to have an opinion on the sport. Again, welcome to Sports Talk Radio.
All I'm saying
is it's so nice of you to understand what we do for a living. You absolute Nimrod.
No, I'm not a Nimrod.
There is a difference between opinion and fact, though. I think that...
Yeah, and there's no fact in this matter.
I think you're saying that there's a fact that he should swing, that there's a... It's a fact
It's
that,
my opinion. He should swing the bat there, yeah.
I thought you were kind of saying that it's a fact that whenever you got a hit in that situation, that the percentages are higher of guys doing that.
I think anything close, you got to swing it. My opinion is anything close, you got to swing in that situation. Because if you don't, what happened can happen. And it shouldn't have been a strike. Like, I'm not saying the umpire should be forgiven here.
Yes, and all I'm saying is the fastest pitch you've ever seen in your life came at you at 75 miles per hour.
Again, that has zero relevance to any of this. Zero relevance to any of this. When you go 0-for-4 against the Irish team and you break a testicle because you're unathletic running around out there with professional athletes.
Yeah, you're making this personal. I don't know why you're making this personal. It's harder to hit a 96-mile-per-hour pitch than it is a 75-mile-per-hour pitch, and that's my point. Henry Davis, in that moment, took a pitch that was... by definition, out of the strike zone.
Okay, he's also, now we're caught up in the weeds on this, but he is also a professional athlete. So he had 96-mile-an-hour pitch.
He's such a professional athlete, he knew that pitch was a ball, that's why he didn't swing.
And Kutch knew the pitch was a ball, or if he thought it was a good pitch and he should have swung, he would have stared.
Sure. Guess what Henry Davis did, folks? He struck out.
But he shouldn't have, and that's why we need replay, baby. There we go.
Because it was close enough to be called a strike. We have to put an end to this.
I'm going to release a video on X. Follow me on socials at callus_33. I'm going to just show you all pitches that have been called strikes before in the history of baseball that close.
Join the cast of dozens. Follow Harry on Twitter at callus_33. Colin Beasley can weigh in next.
Sat on the bench. Wow.
I hit him with it twice.
Man.
Twice I got him.
Jeez.
Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette joins us next. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of Patrick Hornquist, 72.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.